Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is episode 48 of Geek Out with Pebbles. I'm Pebbles. I got Steve with me in the studio. Yay! So,
hello.
There's a few things that I can talk about. He apparently has some big things to talk about. So, you missed last week's show, right?
I missed a couple of weeks of shows.
Yeah, because you were,
you had some guests a couple of weeks ago, and then I saw Deadpool on last Monday.
Oh, yes, that's right. How did you like Deadpool?
It was hysterical. Did you see it yet?
Oh, I saw it when it came out.
Oh, okay. So you saw the little snippet, rather than heard the little snippet at the end there.
Yes. Yes.
We're dying. Because, you know, if you're waiting for the extra scene at the end of the credits, because everyone knows it's coming, and, yeah.
And we get the Juggernaut song.
And then, like, we're just sitting there expecting, like, you know, an actual end credits thing, and, like, nothing happened.
But the Juggernaut song.
No, with the Juggernaut song, but it, like...
I was expecting an actual end credits scene as well. And I'm cracking up during the Juggernaut song because it's...
The original Deadpool had an end credit scene, right?
Yeah, the first one had, like, he was basically, like, the end credit scene in the first Deadpool movie was basically, like, he's, like, in his apartment, he's like, what are you guys still doing here?
Like, oh, yeah.
Go home now. Right. The movie's over. That's or, like, great. Something like that, yeah. So I was kind of expecting, like, another one of those sort of, like, fourth wall breaks end credit scene.
And
we get a Juggernaut song. Which, I mean, that made me happy, so.
how big are the things that you're talking about today?
Well, they're big for me, so... I'm going to do, like, a brief review of Solo, because I saw it on Saturday, and apparently no one else has seen it.
No one else wants to see it.
Honestly, I think people really should go see it, because it's a lot better than, like, people are giving it, are thinking it's going to be.
Here's the big thing with Solo, and I just have to get this little bit in.
Okay.
I think the big problem with the reason why people aren't going to see it is that even if it's better than you think, even if it turns out to be even a decent movie, even if it turns out to be a good movie, the problem is that... The people that are in charge of Star Wars, in charge of Lucas right now, don't know what the fuck they're doing. And they've openly admitted to it, and in fact, they are actively trying to do things that will just piss off the fan base. And so by shitting on the fan base, now nobody wants to go see it.
Okay, well... Taking that perspective into account, I'm going to just add this before I start my review, is that these side story movies that they've been doing are much better than the trilogies. Rogue One was amazing. One of my, like, favorite Star Wars films.
Was Rogue One. Really, Rogue One was how you do Star Wars right.
Yes.
Absolutely. absolutely, I love Rogue One. Might even be the best Star Wars movie.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. I think it's definitely
an amazing film. And if you haven't seen it yet, if anybody that has listened to this, you should go see Rogue One.
Yeah.
Freaking amazing. But go ahead with Solo.
Okay. So I went into this as a with the basis of not having high expectations for it, because I'm a huge fan of Star Wars, and I do know that there's a huge chance that they could have just completely screwed this up. And by basically just I don't know, but I don't think that they screwed it up. I think they actually did a good job in terms of for the guy that played Han Solo. I forget his name, but he's basically playing like a teenage Han Solo, at the beginning of the movie. He's a kid. So he's basically, they wrote it so that he's going to be making mistakes. Like, he's got to learn, he's got to just, he's got to mess up, he's got to be stupid, and they did that well. So they didn't actually, try and mature him too quickly in this movie, which is something that they could have done, and that would have screwed it up, because if they had written it as more of a mature script for Han, then it kind of would have I feel like it would have thrown it thrown off of a lot of it. So they kept that. They kept it well with keeping it that, and just making us know that, and constantly remind us that he's a kid, he's learning as he's, going through, throughout this movie. And, another thing is, that they did the Kessel Run justice. 'Cause we've heard so much about the Kessel Run in 12 Parsecs. And the Kessel Run is actually, they don't fuck it up. They don't they don't jip us out on showing us the Kessel Run. They show basically all of the Kessel Run, and we see why it's such a feat that he did this in 12 parsecs. And, I mean, I thought, just in general, that all of, the whole movie as a whole was just well done. It was well written. Honestly, there's a part at the end which, I flipped out about. And like I said, this is a spoiler-free review, so I'm not going to say anything until I have someone I can talk to about it. Because, this was a reveal, and this was something that, legit, had, my mom was watching the movie with me, and she was, looking at me when I had this reaction. And she's like, I don't understand your excitement about that. And I had to explain to her, I had to remind her about this character and stuff like that. So if you follow the video game lore, if you know the video games and some of the plot lines in the video games, you will legit freak out about this, and I think it made the movie for me, and it honestly just made me want to see more, and I'm like kind of pissed that it was that was at the end. And it's like, no, I want more. I want to I want to see more. I want to see like another movie that's gonna have more related to this character and this reveal. So, and it also sort of I'm still not entirely sure, like, time-wise, when, like, this all takes place. Like, I know he's, like, a teenager, like, probably early 20s in the movie. By the end of the movie, so I think he's, like, in his, like, early 20s. And, but, yeah, so, if you see it, and you get to, and you see the part at the end, and you want to talk to me about it, you can always message me here, or you can message me on Twitter at DJPebbles07, or hit me up on my Facebook page, Geek Out with Pebbles at DJPebbles. So, like, people can just... So I can talk to people about this, because damn it, it's so hard to, like, keep this in, so,
I didn't even follow the side of what you did, so... I'm already out of the loop.
I know, this is really just something that, like, only people that are, like, following, the video games and, like, that know, the video game plots and stuff like that are gonna, like, so.
Well, I'm sure somebody will, has seen it and know what you're talking about, and so you'll have somebody to talk to eventually.
I hope so. I already told a couple of my friends that I know are Star Wars fans to go see it so we can talk about this. And I know one person seeing it on Wednesday. So hopefully I'll be able...
Star Wars fan, but at the same time, I don't like the Star Wars video games, and, like...
Yeah.
I'm just not... I have other games that I play, so, like, as a gamer, I'm not a Star Wars game fan, but I'm a Star Wars movie fan, as a fan of movies.
Yeah. But
so
I definitely say it falls in the category for Rogue One falls in, where it's excellent because it's a standalone Star Wars story. I think the standalone Star Wars movies that they've been putting out, they are just all around much better. And don't get me wrong, I love the trilogies. I love 4, 5, and 6.
Okay, yeah. Well,
1, 2, and 3 is like eh. But that's everyone. And I'm enjoying the current trilogy 7, 8, and I'm looking forward to 9. But as a whole, I think the franchise is doing much better with the standalone films. And this is one of those. It's a side story. It's not really connected to the trilogies, and so it's really good, and I recommend it to people. Give it a shot. If you really liked Rogue One, then you'll enjoy this one as well. So, all right. So that's my solo review.
I'll probably wait until it comes out of, like, pay-per-view, honestly.
That's alright, honestly, that's fine.
I'm not thrilled after episode 8 came out. It's got a lot of problems. The end of episode 8 kind of, did something that kind of, like, should never, ever have happened, ever, and that kind of just breaks the whole...
What did they do?
Universe. The end where they she jumps into hyperspace and smashes into the I forget what the hell they're called, but the essentially the Empire ship, whatever.
Oh, when they did the when they did like the when
the
she did the suicide the suicide move to save the rest of the fleet.
Yeah, the whole thing
by hyperspacing into the.
Yeah,
I thought that was a cool move.
Aesthetically, it's a really if you were to remove the mechanic of Star Wars, the mechanic of hyperspace, and you focus completely on, is it a cool move? Is it aesthetically pleasing? And is it like something that like it didn't look badass? Yes, it did look badass. Aesthetically, it was cool. Aesthetically, the effects were really cool. The only problem is that you can't do that with hyperspace.
Okay.
The whole point of hyperspace is that you can't hit things. Like, you know, if you were to like be able to hit things in hyperspace, then like every asteroid, meteor, whatever, piece of space junk, you would hit, and you would hit it at light speed, and yeah.
All right.
So space is its own like thing, like that. So like for them to do that is just like, no, don't do that. No, you're retarded. Don't do that. So from a Star Wars perspective, from a Star Wars lore perspective, whoever thought of that should be slapped. But it was cool anyway.
All right.
I mean, I will play devil's advocate, but at the same time, you know, I have to be honest with my judgments, and that's just the way I feel about it.
Okay.
But that's my Star Wars. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about right away, or
Well. I want to talk about, I mean, we'll probably talk about it again next week, E3, coming up in, June 12th, I think, yeah.
It's a couple of weeks away,
June 12th, June 14th, E3, yeah.
I mean, there's really not much to say about it right now, other than...
I know, sure. I'm just, like, saying that, like, it's coming, yeah, and basically just, it'll be a topic in the next, few shows that are, the next ones leading up to it, and the ones after it, for all the announcements, because it's literally just gonna be, like, huge, it's gonna have, should have all the new Pokemon game announcements, it should, have more info on Kingdom Hearts 3.
Hopefully some Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
Hopefully some Final Fantasy 7 news.
Yeah.
Hopefully good news on both parts. Not like, it's coming in like 2025, maybe.
Yeah. No, like...
Please, no. I'd like to play it before the PS3 dies. We go into Five.
Yeah, so that's my news that I just wanted to announce just for the people listening to keep to look in, like, just, you know, it's coming up and stuff like that.
I'm going to drop the big news now.
Go for it.
There is a new Dragon Ball series airing in July.
Okay. Is it the Dragon Ball Heroes?
Yes.
Okay, I saw the trailer for this on YouTube.
Yes. It's a
vein.
It's a
looks
vein.
Cool, but...
It's not canon, as far as I know.
It isn't because of the fact it's not canon because it has Super Saiyan 4 in it.
Yeah, and see,
that automatically makes it not canon.
Well, that and the fact that it's based on the Super Dragon Ball Heroes game.
I know.
But it's gonna be real interesting because the first episode is gonna be Super Saiyan 4 Xeno Goku versus Super Saiyan Blue Goku.
Oh God.
Oh God. It's gonna be like perfect weebo trash Dragon Ball, and I can't wait. Dragon Ball Heroes has Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. It's got Time Patroller Bardock, who is like the most broken character ever. We've got Super Saiyan 4 Gohan.
And adult Gotenks, that's what it looked like.
Gotenks is a thing. It's really like just perfect weebo Dragon Ball trash.
It really is. So it's basically like,
I mean that in the most absolutely loving way. I really do. I mean it with the most deep affection in my heart for Dragon Ball. But this is weebo trash. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So I'm seeing also, like, I'm on the YouTube trailer for it, and I'm seeing, like, right underneath it is new Dragon Ball series, and it's got the picture that's showing as the, like, for the clip for it is, you've got Kale in the background, Super Saiyan God Goku, and Super Saiyan 4 Khalifa.
Super Saiyan 4 Khalifa.
Yes.
Oh.
I have only ever seen fan art of this, and one of my friends did this cosplay
right now,
justice.
Right now, I need to see this in my life. I think we joked about this before, haven't we?
Well, no, because I think I just mentioned that, one of my friends did Super Saiyan 4 Khalifa cosplay.
I think we joked about this, not on air, but I think we joked about this before with Khalifa fan art. I think I was like on Pinterest or whatever, one of those sites, and I found some Super Saiyan 4 Khalifa fan art at one point, and I showed it to you.
Yeah, no, they have fan art of it, and I'm looking at it right now, and I'm...
Link, send me this link. I need to see this.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it up without it playing in the background. Okay. Copy. I haven't watched this, so I don't know if it, like, what it actually shows, but here's the link. And yeah, see, you see the image clip? I don't know, like, what's going on, but it's weird. Alright, it's like being really slow. Are you watching this? Did you get the link?
I'm right now. I just did.
Yeah. Alright, Super Saiyan 3
Super
Trunks.
Saiyan.
Future Trunks. Yeah. Alright, this is definitely like completely, like, not canon at all, because this is, I think this is really just for the fans.
Oh,
Yeah. So.
I want to talk with you.
What? So you don't know if it's going to show Khalifa in it? I don't know. Like, it's really throwing me off that, like, it's actually not showing Khalifa in it, in this trailer, but she's in the screen cap for it. Right?
Okay.
I don't know. But... yeah, see there, I'm looking at some of the comments. People are clicking on it because of the Super Saiyan 4 Khalifa. And they're commenting, like, that they may not be in it. But it doesn't make sense. It's confusing. Alright, well, so that was the other clip, but it's... yeah, so Dragon Ball Heroes, based on the game. Basically, like, what you described is basically, like, just it's for the fans, really. It's, like, the fan, like, what the fans have been wanting to see in an anime form. Right?
So, this is going to be absolutely not that?
Yeah, this is...
it's going to be hysterical, honestly. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what they do with this.
And you say it's coming out in July?
In July.
It says July 1st, 2018. Wow, that's like, that's almost a month away. Shit.
Huh. It's not the Dragon Ball we wanted, but it's the Dragon Ball we needed.
Nope.
Oh, God, this is going to be fucking great. I am actually okay with this right now because, you know, it's not like... it's just going to be silly. It's going to be absolutely silly.
It is. Here's a comment. Like, someone commented, can't wait to see Broly transform into Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan 4.
That'll be... I want to see something crazy. I want to see, like, Ultra Instinct Broly. I want to see, I don't know, Super Saiyan Blue, Super Saiyan Blue Gohan, whatever the fuck, Super Saiyan Blue, what the heck is it, Kefla. Ultra,
yeah.
That'd be hysterical. Super Saiyan 4. I don't even know. Give me something to laugh at.
The entire series is just going to be something to laugh at.
Absolutely. It's just like a complete, like, they just, like, mash timelines together and, like, he's like, oh, yeah, Ultra Instinct Genemba, why not? Because, fuck it, because fuck rules. What are rules?
They basically just... it's basically just the entire video game.
Yeah. I honestly have always wanted to play Dragon Ball Heroes, but the fact that it's, like, not translated at all is kind of just, like, a pain in the butt.
Yeah. I've only seen seen playthroughs of it on YouTube.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, this will definitely, like, be interesting, because I haven't... Most of us have not played this game, because...
It's unavailable in English.
Yeah, we can't get it. So... Yeah, no, I don't really know what to expect.
Absurdity. Super Saiyan 4 Gohan is absurd, honestly. I don't know. The whole concept is just absurd. I want to see, like, Super Saiyan 4 fucking Kefla. Or Super Saiyan Blue Kefla.
I want to see Super Saiyan Blue Kefla. So I hope the female Saiyans make it into this.
I got a better one for you.
What?
Instead of Katara Fusion, Kale Khalifa Fusion, we get Metamorin Fusion, Kale Khalifa Fusion. And see, like, a whole... I mean, it's not a thing, but, like, what if?
You mean not with the earrings, with the fusion dance?
Like, the difference between, like, Vegito and Gogeta.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
The whole thing's going to be interesting. Because the whole thing is just, like, what the fuck? Alright, so people, starting July 1st, expect to hear a lot of Dragon Ball Heroes crap, right?
Yeah,
what day is July 1st?
Joe, for sure.
Hey, July 1st is a Sunday. Which means we'll be able to talk about the first episode on my... right here on Geek Out with Devil.
You heard it, folks.
You heard it right
July
here.
July 2nd at 7 o'clock. The review of Super Dragon Ball Heroes by Pebbles herself.
Yes. We'll give you the play-by-play with the with that first matchup. Right?
The match of the century. Goku versus Goku.
That won't be confusing at all.
Hey, we can even say, you can have a proper, like, boxing announcement, you know. In the red corner.
In this corner, weighing in at, like, however many, like, pounds, kilos, whatever the fuck it is, Goku weighs. And in this corner, weighing the exact same.
No, because Super Saiyan 4 will weigh more than Super Saiyan Blue.
Oh, that's
Super
true.
Saiyan
he's,
4
is,
like, not that, like, bulk.
He bulks up more, that's right. So he'll outweigh him.
Yes.
So yeah. But we'll do a Oh, that'll be fun.
I came up with a theory this morning and I'd like you to hear it.
What is it?
Super Saiyan 4 is not actually a Super Saiyan transformation.
Okay.
It's not a natural Super Saiyan progression. in the way that, like, from, like, so in order to go from Super Saiyan to Super Saiyan 2, you had to start at Super Saiyan. You had to go Super Saiyan, then Super Saiyan 2. Then to go from Super Saiyan 3, you need to be at Super Saiyan 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need that to do any of that for Super Saiyan 4. In fact, Super Saiyan 4, you don't even need Super Saiyan 3 to get. As we saw with Vegeta.
Yeah, because Super Saiyan 4 is stupid.
I like Super Saiyan 4. You don't like Super Saiyan 4?
I never liked it. I never liked it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, well, I'm going to continue on anyway. But
go,
okay.
Go ahead.
So, like, it doesn't look like a Super Saiyan. It doesn't transform like a Super Saiyan. So why is it called a Super Saiyan? It doesn't make sense. It's certainly a Saiyan form. It's certainly a badass form. But is it right to call it a Super Saiyan? Maybe
I think
not.
It looks stupid.
I think it looks awesome.
I never liked it because it just... It didn't make sense and it looks stupid.
I always thought it called like tribute to a Saiyan's more primal nature. And by the way,
well,
Super Saiyan 4 is designed by Akira Toriyama.
I know that, and I do understand that it's to that it's to signify their primal instincts, especially the fact that the Saiyans that we know could transform into giant apes during a full moon.
Yeah.
So, I have no problem with that being the image that they're basing it off of. I just think it looks stupid. And
okay.
I thought it just would never...
That is completely fair. You know, you mm-hmm. are... You're entitled to your own opinion.
My opinion, yeah.
I think it looks cool. You think it looks stupid. I can't, like... I can't change your mind on that, you know? It's like... That's just your opinion. I've never...
Pretty much. Yeah.
But anyway, it's just like... Because, no, what it was is that my friend... I was talking to my friend about Dragon Ball, Super Dragon Ball Heroes. And he's like, well, why does Super Saiyan 3 drain more stamina than Super Saiyan 4? And I'm like, why is that? You know? Maybe it is.
That's a good point.
It doesn't transform like a Super Saiyan. It don't look like a Super Saiyan.
Well, yeah, because there's no blonde hair.
There's no blonde hair. And even its quote-unquote ascended form has red hair.
Mm-hmm.
Some people argue that that the form that Gogeta took was actually like ascended form.
All right.
Because he has, the darker fur color and the red hair. And...
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it's, like, an ascended Uzaru form, because, like, technically it does transform from Uzaru. So, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I could be, like, completely off base, and that would be fine. But, like,
mm-hmm.
That's just my own headcanon for now. And I thought it was like, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Or maybe I'm just really high.
All right.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
No, that's all right. Yeah.
But the hero. My Hero Academia.
All right, this week's episode.
This week's episode.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I know last time we talked, you were saying how you think it's starting to look more like Naruto. Do you still think that?
Nope.
Okay. Good.
Because Bakugo just proved himself to be not Sasuke.
I told you!
I'm like, okay, Bakugo, like instantly, like, he got some redemption points, and I was like, okay, well, we'll see where this goes. Although, at the same time, yes. Because the rival got kidnapped, and now they're going on a rescue mission to go rescue the rival. Now, if they succeed, I'll say it's not Naruto, but I withhold my judgment. Although, yes, Bakugo is clearly not Sasuke. He's got far more. I was like, okay, Bakugo got some, the Superman guys right there. Like, it takes balls to, you know what? I don't care who's around me. I'm going to lash out anyway. And if you don't like that, fuck you. Like, you know, I get a lot of respect for that. I do.
That's what he does.
That's what I have to say. But no, he didn't.
Because that's Bakugo, okay. That's what he does.
Yeah, it is Bakugo. I will be right back. I'm getting into the call.
Alright. So. Okay, we have 20 minutes left. But yeah, Bakugo is not Sasuke. Sasuke is like a whiny bitch with ugly hair. I mean, I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of Naruto, but I never liked Sasuke. I hate Sakura. She's a bitch. Naruto is the only good one in that show. So Bakugo is nothing like Sasuke. Sorry.
Bakugo is nothing like Sasuke, yes. But, in the same thing, he still got kidnapped, like Sasuke.
Yeah, because they were, ambushed. And, he was taken, without them knowing. Like him and Fumikage, and Tokoyami, they were taken without anyone even noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's some fucking stealth ass, sneaky moves.
Yes, indeed.
So they were all walking forward, thinking that those two were still with them. We're still walking with them. Nope.
Yeah, and then Deku turns around and is like, oh shit, you gone.
Because I think it was either Frappy or Uraraka that was like, what do you mean, ask something about, about Bakugo being with them. And then they all turn around and realize he's not there.
Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, fuck, damn it, really? We lost the little person we were trying.
Oh, shit, lost fuck.
Damn it.
Look at me now. I'm Optimus Prime transforming into a truck.
What the fuck?
Oh.
I heard that.
I don't get that one.
What are you watching?
Oh, I was watching Disjointed.
Okay.
And it accidentally got unpaused.
Okay, because I was like, that was really loud. I heard that.
Yeah. It was Morgan Freeman's voice. He's playing the voice of a robot that helps weed grow, basically.
Okay.
And but the voice is in this guy's head. He's essentially the grower for the dispensary where the show takes place. And he used to have an imaginary girlfriend that was the goddess of weed, Mary Jane, and he broke up with her and got married.
That's a fitting nickname.
What's up?
That's a fitting name for the goddess of weed.
And so they broke up and he got cursed by the goddess of weed. And so their plants died. We were like, in actuality, it was a fungus or whatever. But so like they like did this like what ended up happening is this one of the characters is she bought this like $1,500 birthday gift, like clowns and magicians and like a big jumpy thing castle, and the kid was getting his birthday, and so she can't use any of it. And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, well, we'll just use it to for a fucked up ceremony to break the curse of whatever the fuck his name, I don't even know. And so they're like, oh, we're gonna break the curse with a re birthday party. In actuality, it was just an excuse just to use all the shit that she bought. But so now he's hearing the voice of this robot that's not actually talking.
Okay.
And the voice, Morgan Freeman's voice. And
that's definitely interesting.
It's a really funny show. It really is a really funny show.
All right, I believe you on that.
Netflix original.
Okay. I watch a lot of Netflix originals, so.
Yeah. It's just a funny show if you just want to waste some time. And
what's it called again?
Disjointed.
Oh, okay. I've heard of this one. I don't think I've watched it, but I've heard of it.
Starring
So many Netflix originals.
Yeah, Kathy Bates is the main character.
Ah.
I don't know if you know who that is.
I know who it is.
She's been in a lot of stuff, but no, it's just really, really funny. It's a really cute show.
All right. Well, I'll look into it because I haven't watched it yet, but. I usually tend to watch the Netflix originals.
What other animes have you been watching?
I've been watching Clear Card.
Clear Card.
Yep.
How is that coming along?
I'm really liking it.
I'm gonna watch it eventually. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Megalobox also I'm watching.
Megalobox is really good.
Still getting really good, because...
Darling in the Franks.
How far are you in Ippo, in Hajime no Ippo?
I finished it.
You finished it? Wow. I forgot the anime is a lot shorter than the manga. The manga is, like, still going, I think. Unless it finished recently. But it's, like, insanely long.
Sword Art Online Alternative Gun Gale Online is actually really funny. It's cute. I'm quite enjoying it. It's just a cute mechanic show. I find the main character to be quite humorous. I'm a little lonely with the freaking SMGs.
Yeah.
Persona 5 is coming along beautifully. Have you been watching Food Wars?
Yes.
That's so good. It's so good. The show makes me so hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I could have, like, just finished like a whole large pizza, and I'll watch Food Wars and I'll be like,
you're still hungry.
Like, damn. I'm
yeah.
Just like, I don't know, like, who comes up with these recipes that they come up with on the show, but crazy.
Probably someone that just, like, has a cookbook open or something.
We gotta have something open, I'm sure.
Yeah. But no, I've been watching Food Wars as well. I'm actually a couple episodes behind from the current episode that's out. I know, well, I will. What else am I watching? One Piece, which I'm still trying to catch up with.
Oh, God, One Piece. That's still out of control. 8:38.
I know.
It's
insane. It's taking me forever to get...
I can't even justify starting One Piece, because I'll never be able to finish it.
Oh, no, I can't finish it, and I want to. So bad, but I can't.
I think I may never watch One Piece in my life just because it's so long and I just never gotten into it. It's like unrealistic for me to even try at this point.
Yeah.
Go fuck it. It's like we're on episode 838. And we're halfway through.
I know. And it's pretty crazy, but I mean, it's One Piece. It's huge. I love it.
But that speaks to how popular it is, though. Like, they gotta be making crazy money on One Piece to go 838 episodes.
And I think they're at chapter 904 in the manga.
Oh, at the very least, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I think it's 904 that they're up to. Let's see. Nope, 905.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, one last thing before we start moving into our conclusion here.
Yes.
Believe it, June 5th is the Day Night movie.
Is what?
June 5th and June 7th. The Day Night movie, Heaven's Veil, will be premiering in theaters.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how much of it Day Night that you've watched so far.
Not enough to watch a movie.
But I'm dragging myself out there and dragging my friends up there, so we're going to be watching it. We're all Fate nuts.
Well, that's good. You said that's July 5th or June 5th?
June 5th and June 7th.
Okay, so June 5th and 7th, the Fate's Day movie will be in theaters. Is that right?
Yeah, Fate's Day night.
Okay. So if anyone wants to go and see that, look into when tickets are going to be on sale at movie theaters near you, because I don't know if it's going to be at every movie theater, but look it up if you want.
Good luck, theaters.
Yeah. So, select theaters. So, look it up if you want to go see it. And, yeah. So, we got about 3.5 minutes left, so we'll be ending the show soon. And, yeah. So, not much really to finish up with the show. Just, thanks for being on the show, Steve. And so we'll be back same time next Monday, 7:00. And I will have some information on my final decisions on my cosplays for Anime Next in 2 weeks. Because I still have not even decided on my cosplays.
Oh boy.
I know. Well, I'm doing old ones. I'm not doing anything new.
Oh.
So it's not that big of a problem. It's just more I can't make up my mind.
No matter what you want to
bring. I do know one of them is going to be Killua. So I'm bringing Killua back. So I gotta redo the wig. I gotta restyle it. And if I can fit it in my friend's car, so I'm gonna start working on Stormbreaker prop tomorrow, and cause it'll be a nice day for that. And yeah, so we will I'll get that done. And yeah, so hopefully, so he said I can bring that prop if I get it done in time, and if it'll fit in his car, because my friend's giving me a ride up to Atlantic City, but I'm taking the bus back home with my other friend. But hey,
sure.
It's easier. Mm-hmm. But I just have to get up at the crack of dawn on Friday for that drive, but that's all right. That'll be easy. Who sleeps during a con weekend anyway? It doesn't matter what time I wake up. So thanks for tuning in to Geek Out with Pebbles, episode 48. I can't believe I'm almost at 50 episodes.
Yay.
Of this. Oh my god, I've been doing this for a year. This is crazy. 2 weeks, episode 50 is going to be huge. So I'm really excited for that one coming up. And I gotta think of what I'm gonna be doing to expand the show more for that. So yay!
Yeah.
Follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe. Follow me on Facebook, DJ Pebbles, Geek Out with Pebbles. and tune in next week, same time, at 7 o'clock, for more geeking out about whatever we want to geek out about. Good night!
Good night!